Welcome. If you're looking to get straight to the heart of what's happening locally, you're in the right place. Today, we're doing a deep dive into Carmel by the Sea.
That's right. Specifically, we're looking at the mayor's recent call to action.
Yeah, it feels like there's a real push to tackle some issues that have been around for a while. This isn't just more discussion, is it? The focus seems to be on actual change.
Exactly. We've got the mayor's address, and the core message isn't just identifying problems, but really committing to solving them. It's a clear shift.
A shift from, like, we really should do something about this to, okay, we will do this.
Precisely that. And it's not just talk.
Right, because we're already seeing some things happening on the ground, like the stump removals people talked about, some sidewalk fixes.
Yes, and some necessary tree work, too. They're small, maybe.
Yeah.
But visible wins. It kind of signals, okay, we're serious this time.
Builds a bit of momentum, maybe. Shows things are actually moving after, well, maybe some years of inaction on certain things.
I think that's the idea. Demonstrate commitment with tangible results, however small, before diving into the really complex stuff.
And parking definitely falls into that complex stuff category, doesn't it? It's been studied and studied.
Oh, endlessly. But this all-in strategy they're talking about now, it feels a bit different.
So, is it just the name?
Well, the emphasis seems to be much more on collaboration, you know, getting staff, residents, and business owners all involved from the get-go.
And so not just the city planners in a room somewhere.
Hopefully not. The idea is get solutions that work practically and have community support. They're looking at rethinking time zones, maybe changing loading areas.
And I saw something about adjusting street striping, especially between 9th and 4th, and considering that new law, AB 413.
Right. AB 413 deals with traffic safety, things like how close you can park to crosswalks. So they need to look at the current setup, use local traffic data, maybe just speed limits, and make sure everything aligns. It's proactive.
Okay, that makes sense. And then there's the off-street parking idea. Forest Theater, Sunset Center.
Vista Lobos, too. That's thinking a bit bigger, isn't it? Exploring locations beyond just the street grid.
Yeah, and mentioning things like valet services, shuttles.
Yeah.
Even working with, like, churches or other businesses that might have lots.
It suggests they're really trying to turn over every stone, which is frankly needed.
And there's a real sense of urgency, right? Get something moving before the busy season hits hard.
Absolutely critical. You know, millions are spent attracting visitors, so the town really needs to be able to handle them, take care of them. When they actually arrive, a good experience is key.
For everyone, residents included.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so parking is huge. What else is getting this "we will" treatment?
Beach stairways. That came up strongly.
Ah, yes. The mayor called the beach part of our soul. You can't really argue with that.
No, it's fundamental to Carmel.
Yeah.
But the current situation... well, it's not great. Two stairways are closed completely.
Yeah, and others are apparently in pretty rough shape. So what's the plan there?
The immediate step is just to reopen the closed ones. Kind of a like-for-like repair, basically.
Yeah.
Fix what's broken to get them working again.
A temporary fix, essentially.
For now, yes. But the key commitment is for a long-term plan. Not just for those two, but for all the stairways. And importantly, the bluff revetments that support them.
The what now? Bluff revetments.
Yeah. Think of them as protective structures, like rock walls at the base of the cliffs. They help stop erosion and keep the land stable where the stairs are built.
Gotcha. So treat the whole system, stairs and supports, like essential infrastructure that needs ongoing care.
Exactly. Not just pathways, but vital town assets.
Okay, moving on. Public restrooms came up too. Not the most glamorous topic, but pretty essential.
Very essential. And it sounds like the current number and condition just aren't adequate. Especially with all the visitors.
So they're looking at maybe adding more, improving the design, cleanliness, ADA access.
That's the plan. Evaluate options for expansion and make sure what's there is actually up to scratch. It benefits everybody.
And the police station. I heard the current situation described as makeshift.
Yeah, that doesn't sound ideal. They're doing what they call a realistic assessment.
Meaning?
Basically figuring out what the police department actually needs now. And looking ahead, but staying within a realistic budget. The goal is a building that's the right size and cost effective.
Sensible, not just building something huge for the sake of it.
Seems like it. Just practical, necessary infrastructure.
Then there was talk about special events. Always a bit of a balancing act in Carmel, right? Excitement versus disruption.
Definitely. Fun for some, maybe headaches for others. Residents, visitors, businesses, they all have views on this.
So, sounds like the events calendar might be getting a closer look.
Potentially reviewed, yes. The idea is to evaluate events based on whether they really align with Carmel's values and, you know, serve the community well.
And there's a commission involved.
A renewed Community Activities Commission is expected to play a big part in that review process, bringing that community perspective in.
Which brings us back to a theme that ran through the whole message, didn't it? Collaboration.
Absolutely. The mayor really hammered home that point. Mm-hmm. Residents, city staff, businesses, nonprofits, everyone working together.
Because the we will only really happens if everyone's pulling in the same direction.
Exactly. And it highlights how important those citizen groups, those grassroots efforts, really are. They often bring the energy and the specific knowledge needed to, you know, find solutions that work on the ground.
Action beats intention, as the saying goes.
That was another key phrase used. It's about moving past just talking about problems.
So wrapping this up, it feels like Carmel is genuinely trying to pivot, trying to shift gears from years of maybe discussing issues to actively and quickly tackling them.
Yes, across several key areas, parking, beach access, public facilities, safety, even how the town manages events, there's a stated commitment to move forward.
And a recognition that if you bring people here, you need the infrastructure and services to support them and to support the residents who live here year-round.
That seems to be a core part of the drive. It's about thoughtful progress, driven by community collaboration.
Okay, so for everyone listening, maybe take a moment to think. What are the long-standing challenges in your community? The things people always talk about, but never seem to get fixed.
Right. Could they benefit from a similar "we will" mindset? From bringing different groups together, not just to talk, but to actually do something.
Sometimes that collective push, that focus on action, is exactly what's needed to finally make a difference, something to consider.